Open Windows, April the 29th. The Fullness of God. There is but one Lord Jesus Christ, through whom all things came, and through whom we live. 1 Corinthians 8, verse 6. Salvation is not just to get a soul saved, but to start that soul on the way to the fullness of Christ. Every ministry in the Word and in the Spirit is governed by that end. And to be just saved and stay there is to fail of the purpose of the Word and to fall short of the energy of the Holy Spirit. To go to any part of this world in which we call the work of the Lord must mean that we are governed by this thing, that in that place there shall be nothing less than the fullness of Christ, and as far as it is possible, that Christ shall be everything and in all things. That is final, utter, and ultimate. There can be no division and no sharing with Christ. It must be Christ as everything and Christ as all. When we recognise that that is the aim and the objective of the Holy Spirit, we have life and ministry defined. It applies to all. If you are the Lord's, your life should be governed by the Word of God and by the Holy Spirit. If it is not, there is something wrong with your relationship to the Lord. Whatever your work is, it may be in the home as a parent, it may be in household duties, it may be in business. If you are there in relation to the Lord, so far as you are personally concerned, your life has got to represent Christ, and that is your ministry. If we carried that into every sphere of life, things would be very different. That must challenge every motive. That must govern every consideration. That must settle every quarrel, every conflict, everything that arises which causes us disturbance, annoyance, or throws us into the vortex of some battle. The thing has to be tested on this point only. Christ as everything and Christ in all.